Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We talked about this a little last week, but Larry Brown Sports did a story about Deshaun Watson and the reality of him being the quarterback of the Patriots next year. Deshaun Watson, not on the roster, plus 300. Betting favorite is wild.
Then he starts tweeting today.
Yeah, and I guess those are Drake lyrics, but I don't think they were accidental.
By the way, anybody who tweets out martial law again with M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, please correct them.
No, that's the law of Slim Shady is coming.
It's like everybody's doing it now. Who's Marshall?
Marshall?
Why does he get to be in charge?
Marshall Mathers.
Mm. Marshall Raylan Givens.
Yeah. We are Marshall.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Carlson Radio, as Andrew Carlson fills in today. You can also get us on the text line. You know the number for that. You can watch us on, you can watch me and Andrew on Twitch.
Can't watch me.
No. AJ is at Casa del Hoffman, and I'm in studio for hopefully one more day, and then tomorrow I should be on lockdown as well, just waiting for some technology to get done. And shout out to our man AD, who's been working his ass off to get all this set up, as he always does. He's Mr. Wizard around here. So he's taking care of it so that we can bring you a show. Missed the first 2 hours. Some of what you missed, it'll all be available on podcastarena.com. It's been sportsy and corona-y and TV showy, pretty much. And Lance Erline. You missed Lance Erline.
And Lance Erline-y.
Yeah, yeah. Lance in the Kroger shopping while talking to us. So, shout out to Richard, who also I just sent a copy of the book, and to Jeff, who basically said, "Hey, I can't afford to donate anything, but I want to read it." So you got one. That's we're just here for the people, man. Just trying to make things better in these trying times. So
hey, another XFL player to the NFL.
Which one?
Jordan Ta'amu.
Oh, really?
To the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh, that's interesting.
1 year contract. Of course, he was sort of a Texan. He got in a little game time.
Well, he played preseason. He played almost that whole preseason game, right?
No, because they gave most of his snaps to Joe Webb. Remember, they basically
did he get hurt or something? Though?
Yeah, they made Joe Webb play until he died.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Poor Joe Webb. It was basically like known that he wasn't going to make the roster. And they were like, you're taking all the snaps, bro. He took all the snaps in preseason, and then he died.
I think that's a good place for Tom. He's not a great passer, very good runner, and he's the kind of guy that I think in Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy's system might learn to throw the ball a little bit. And if you're the Chiefs, who your backup quarterback is really isn't that important, because he ain't going to be Patrick Mahomes no matter who he is.
All right.
So, interesting. See the photo that Colts fan Jose just...
Yes, it's wild.
I mean, it's he basically tweeted us a photo of a Westheimer at 6 o'clock on a Monday, and there's nobody. So it's very weird, man. Did that count? Did we get one at 6:06?
I think that's a remote belch, Fred.
Nice. Hey, we haven't talked about this yet, but they have finally postponed the Olympics.
Finally. Yeah, basically it took kind of like when Duke came out and was like, I'm going to do this in Mike Krzyzewski voice. Listen, Duke's not going to play in the national. They're not going to play in the NCAA tournament. So if they hold that tournament, they're going to hold it without us. And then the NCAA is like, I guess we're going to postpone the tournament. Now the Mike Krzyzewski of countries, Canada, has said, we're not playing in these Olympics. And at first Japan was like, doesn't matter. You never win anything anyway. And then they were like, yeah, that's true. But then they decided, you know, maybe they should cancel it either way.
Well, they postponed it. They haven't canceled it. They refused to cancel it.
Oh, they're going to cancel it.
So, I think they should. But then there's always, well, what about these poor athletes that work for 4 years? Well, what about all
sucks.
The It does suck. I mean,
it sucks for a lot of people. Trust me.
It sucked for the seniors in college basketball who, you know, that was their one chance.
Yeah.
They won't have another chance in 4 years. And the reality is it just makes no sense right now. So 7.13 wants to know if you can explain the new producer situation again.
Yeah, essentially it's we're trying to limit how many people go in and out of the studio. How many people go in and out of the control room. So for the producers, the only way to do it was to – and basically we've had to cut back on part-time hours like during this. So I've got five full-time producers, and I'm rotating them through eight-hour shifts. We're on 16 out of 24 hours a day right now. So they're basically working – less than every other day through the week. And, you know, obviously everybody's disinfecting their workspace before and after every shift. And hopefully it keeps those guys healthy too, because right now we need them. We can broadcast from, you know, from our houses, but if there's nobody there to put, you know, to put us on, then we're flipping to ESPN National. So, and it also makes sense to me, because it keeps everybody from having to go in every day. It keeps everybody, you know, if you two out of 3 days they're at their house and they're not having to drive, and it makes sense to me to have as few people running in and out of there as possible. So I know it's not great for the shows who, you know, especially for shows like The Bench and The Usual Suspects, whose producers are on mic a lot. I get that. And, you know, Aaron's not on mic very much here, but he does a lot for our show. But we basically have it set up where every producer of every show put together a sheet to tell people exactly how to run the shows, and we're making the most of it, man. I mean, it's not ideal, but it's not because – and I heard someone say that one of our producers got coronavirus. That's not true. we're trying to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, and we've got – the thing is we've got some really good, talented young people here, and I don't think you guys are going to notice too much. I mean, and it'll be good for us to get a chance to work with everybody too. But it makes sense. It's a good plan, and that's what we'll do moving forward. And the hope is that, you know, those guys stay healthy, because as long as they can, then we can keep doing the shows and keep trying to entertain you guys and you know, hopefully keep this thing rolling and being as normal as possible, which I think we all kind of need some of that right now. I think right now I could use some vodka. See, if I were at home, that's the first thing I would do. I'd go, you know what? No, I wouldn't. I'd go have a Carbach, because that would be much, much better. And I have some, you know,
am I supposed to do that right now? Or do I have
no,
a couple
you
minutes?
Got a couple minutes.
Yeah. Why'd you throw to my read right now?
I just happened to look down and see that you had that coming, and I thought it was later than it was, so never mind.
That's a lot.
But no, that's, you know what? That's, I'm gonna have one on the air tomorrow, I think, because I'm getting down to some of my stuff I've had for a while, and but yeah, the thing is, it's just gonna be a little bit different. Hopefully, you guys won't notice too much, and you know, you'll just enjoy the shows. And I think so far, not being in the same room hasn't really been. There hasn't really been that much of a problem, at least on my end. And you, we've done these kind of shows before, not together necessarily, because I did the one with RJ, which was basically two guys on the phone. You did the things with Brad.
Yep.
And so it's just an adjustment. You kind of, and we've worked together long enough. I kind of know when you want to jump in with something and when to shut up. So yeah, it's nicer to be able to see that in person, but we can figure it out.
The great thing is going to be when Barry and Joel start fighting over airtime. coming.
Is it?
Oh, it's coming.
That'll be funny. And they can't. They won't be able to do anything because they won't be in the same room.
Right.
So Andrew gets Creighton and Braddock tonight at 7 o'clock. I saw Jason already. He's here. And, yeah, again, thanks, Andrew. You do a good job, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys, man.
You know. It's funny, we talk about things that, like, okay, so the Olympians don't get to go and the college seniors don't get to go. If they basically say the Premier League doesn't count, poor Liverpool, who hasn't been champ in 30 years, who's going to win the thing easy, Saw John Oliver talking about that last night. Did you watch his show Sunday, AJ?
No, I haven't.
It was weird, man, because they're on lockdown there. So the whole thing was from his house.
Oh.
And, you know, it came off as really strange because you're so used to the audience there. And apparently they're shutting the thing down now for a few weeks. So there's not going to be a John Oliver show. And it was at the end of it, it kind of felt like, geez, this is this sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, and the whole thing was about the virus and the response and all that stuff. But yeah, it was just really strange seeing him with like this white background and no response from the audience or anything. It's just it's such a different type of medium than what we do because we could do it without an audience.
Is he going to go on Instagram Live or Periscope or something?
Yeah, I don't know. He mentioned it, but I was kind of doing something else at the time. I just thought it was really eerie the way the show went.
I saw Superhuman on Instagram Live last night.
Yeah.
And I asked him a question, and he answered it. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, really? What was your question?
What happened to good friend Paul?
Ah.
And I said, did good friend Paul backstab you? And he said, no, I'm just focusing on my stunts right now, and he's focusing more on wrestling. So, but he's not doing any videos for a while because he bruised his tailbone during his last stunt. And the doctors told him that it's not going to heal unless he takes 6 weeks off. So he's taking 6 weeks off because he's got a badly bruised tailbone. I said he should just start jumping belly first, like belly flop onto things. If he's going to, you know, if he's going to not hurt his tailbone, he could just do that.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he hasn't had more things than that. I mean, some of the stuff that he lands on, you'd expect to cut him all up and everything. And
we need his videos in this time.
Yeah.
This is the time when we need him the most.
This is why he has to step up. It's just like, we have to step up right now for the people. Superhuman has to step up for the people.
I don't know if we've, if you've got access to it at your house, at the studio. Are you guys watching did you watch the Trump press conference? Did you see any of it?
No, I did not.
The quotes are coming in on Twitter, and some of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
For instance, you look at automobile accidents, which are far greater than any numbers we're talking about. That doesn't mean we're going to tell everybody no more driving of cars. That's a real quote from the that's where we're headed.
Oh, God. Don't. Please don't. Please don't. Now I really need a car bomb.
It's wild, man. This whole thing is, it's like a crazy movie.
Well, it's a crazy movie, but it's like a comedy. It's a tragedy,
yes.
But the people running it, it's like watching Airplane.
Kind of.
You know? I mean, you got the poor guy, the doctor, who's been giving them all advice, standing there behind him, face-palming, because he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe he just said that. It's like, oh, goodness gracious. And then you got the Pelosi's and those idiots.
Yeah, and they got rid of that Fauci guy. He wasn't at the thing today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, he seems to be the only reasonable person involved here.
Yeah, well, they don't want him around anymore.
Oh, boy. Well, now we definitely need a Carbach.
Yeah, definitely need a Carbach. And, guys, if you know, obviously, it's not a time where we can go out and have fun. Unfortunately, you can't go out to Carbach restaurant. You can't go drink in their amazing tap room right now. You will be able to soon, hopefully. But what you can do while you're quarantined at home, sheltered in place, if you will, you can drink Carbach. I mean, because what else is there to do, really? When you think about it, you're stuck in your house all by yourself. You want to have a good beer, and Carbach's got something for everybody. They've got the Rattlers for lighter stuff, the Love Street, and then they've got IPAs. They've got all the way up to the BBH stuff, which you could still get those four packs. There's something literally for everybody and for every occasion. So, like I said, there's no concerts going on right now. It's not exactly fun, but when you're trying to make the most of your time at home, you want to be having a good time. You want to be drinking some good beer. And, of course, that's from my friends at Carbach. Follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to keep up with everything going on at the brewery. And they'll let you know when the restaurant and the tap room are back open. But when you're out at the grocery store this week, make sure you grab some Carbach.
This piece was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the towel went, you know the land was sure to go, yeah.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Good choice, Andrew.
Maybe not ideal given the circumstances.
No, I think it is ideal. I think it is ideal. Ain't nothing I'd rather do. Who says?
Did you see, I tweeted this out the other day. I don't know if you were paying attention. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, Fred.
I do. But, I just never comment on you, usually.
Did you see what the Department of Health in New York said about sexual relations in this time?
I did not.
And whether or not people should be having relations in this time, and really some good things to follow, good advice to follow.
Okay.
During this pandemic, it says all New Yorkers should stay home and minimize contact with others to reduce the spread of COVID-19. But can you have sex? Here are some tips for how to enjoy sex.
This is for people who have an option, right?
Right.
Okay.
And this is not
just
for
checking.
People like you, Fred.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. Here are some tips for how to enjoy sex and to avoid spreading COVID-19. Number one, know how it spreads. You can get COVID-19 from a person who has it. The virus can spread to people who are within about 6 feet of a person when that person coughs or sneezes. The virus can spread through direct contact with their saliva or mucus. We still have a lot to learn about COVID-19 and sex. It has been found in feces of people who are infected with the virus. It has not yet been found in semen or vaginal fluid.
Hmm.
We know that other coronaviruses do not efficiently transmit through sex. But you should have sex with people closest to you. In fact, you are your safest sex partner. This is good news for you, Fred, and Andrew, probably. Masturbation will not spread COVID-19.
How could it if you're not within 6 foot of somebody?
Especially if you wash your hands and, listen to this, Fred, any sex toys with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after use.
Is a towel a sex toy?
Yes.
Okay.
Next safest partner is someone you live with. Having close contact, including sex, with only a small circle of people helps prevent spreading COVID-19. You should avoid close contact, including sex, with anyone outside your household. If you do have sex with others, have as few partners as possible and avoid group sex. If you usually meet your sex partners online or make a living by having sex, consider taking a break from in-person dates. Video dates, sexting, or chat rooms may be options for you. Take care during sex. Kissing can easily pass COVID-19. Avoid kissing anyone who is not part of your small circle of close contacts. That means don't kiss hookers, basically.
Well, you shouldn't do that anyway. That goes without saying.
There's also something else you shouldn't kiss. It says rimming might spread COVID-19. Virus and feces may enter your mouth if you partake in this. This is an actual form from the government, the New York City Health Department.
People do that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Condoms can reduce contact with saliva or feces, especially during oral or anal sex. And washing up before and after sex is more important than ever. Wash hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. When it says often, it makes you think, like, in the middle of sex, you should stop, take a break, go wash your hands, come back to it.
Mm.
Wash sex toys with soap and warm water. So that's your safest ways to have sex right now, Fred.
Well, I hope that there's people out there that benefits. Oh man, well, that's New York too, right?
Yes,
but I guess that probably plays everywhere.
Yep.
You guys, just want to say thank you. I'm one of the very fortunate to still be working in the refineries. Everything's a skeleton crew, and I'll bring a bit of normal routine, you know, my get away from hell kind of deal. I have to admit, it really feels weird around here today with hardly anybody around. And it's, you just get so used to these certain routines, and people are, you know, usually, you know, Josh and Brandon and I get over there and start talking about stuff for Sports Map and things like that and plotting things out. And you just kind of walk around, and basically it's, you know, Mr. Gow was here and Laura was here, saw Todd briefly, Esme's here, and then the producers. That's it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joel and Barry were, but they won't be tomorrow. So right. It was just, I mean, it just a strange, strange vibe. You know, it's just because this place is usually a lot of times people are just, you know, they're loud out there. There's no interns. There's none of that. It's just, it's very surreal. So it is kind of a skeleton crew. And it'll be even more skeleton when my fat ass is out of here tomorrow. So.
Are you coming in to get the equipment?
Or? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to come in at some point, get the equipment, and then head home. And I'll probably sort of do what I did today, which is bring my laptop just in case that there's any problems with it. And if there is, I'll do it one more time from here. But I'm sure there won't. AD will get it figured out. He's a wizard.
Yeah.
Somebody says, AJ blocked me on Twitter about 5 years ago and we had an argument about Colin Kaepernick. Do I ever get unblocked or is this a for life thing? LOL.
I don't know. It depends on what it was.
Yeah, I don't go back and...
I can't imagine that I didn't block you because of your opinion on Colin Kaepernick. You probably said something really stupid or personal.
Yeah, I'm kind of, once you're blocked, you're blocked. That's...
You know what? What's that guy's name? Or text it to me. I'll unblock him. Well, I'll give him a chance.
Yeah, text your Twitter handle in, and I'll give it to AJ. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And nobody is going to give a damn. Son of a bitch! Give me a drink.
One of the night. But it's creeping me. ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I want to thank Bob for his donation and purchase of the short stories.
Thanks, Bob.
By the way, Sports Map's still going on strong. There's a lot of good stuff on there today. I have a story on PJ Walker, obviously. Josh Jordan has put up a video on a tribute to DeAndre Hopkins. Jason Braddock has his wide receivers to look at. Norman Chad's column is up on basically a day in the life of ESPN without sports. Pretty funny. And then there's the story that I wrote that basically gave you the link to where you can go and get you can go and pick up the short stories. So is Raheel there?
I am. What's up, guys?
Hey, you sound pretty good, man.
Does it? I'm trying to figure this all out for tomorrow's show, so I want to make sure it sounds good.
Are you in your bathroom?
Are you in a bathroom or a kitchen?
No, I'm just in my living room.
Ooh. Do you have? You need
you
to
must get... have a really palatial living room. Is your living room tiled?
Yeah, it is tiled.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah, you need
to a carpeted room.
Yeah. Let me put a blanket over my head. Hold on.
That's probably the move.
Yeah, and I make my own studio.
Yeah, you need a place with carpet. It's this
what
thing that
goes.
It's still
it
got
sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, it doesn't sound any different.
Okay, let me go adjust this because I'm trying to figure out what we can work with here.
All right, you do that. Good luck. The one that's why I set up downstairs because it's the only room in the house with carpet. So.
Yeah, my downstairs doesn't have carpet either, but my upstairs is all carpet. So. I'm upstairs in my bedroom.
So,
but I am wearing clothes, just so you know.
Okay, well, that's, you know, I don't need a visual, and fortunately, the people have a visual of me, and I look like I'm homeless, and I just woke up. So,
hey, you want to talk a little bit of baseball?
Yeah, let's let him try again first, and then we'll do that. Go ahead.
I have no clothes on either, so just to make it comfortable for everyone, I'm shirtless right now.
That sounds a little bit better.
Yeah.
What do you think, Fred?
Yeah, a little bit. Still
okay. Yeah. We'll make it work.
Yeah, still a little tinty, but you'll be all right. That'll be fine. You're good.
Nice. Any movie recommendations before you get to baseball?
Have you watched the Mr. Rogers movie?
Not yet. I saw you tweeting about it. I haven't watched.
That's
it
It's a weird movie, man. Yeah, I watched it with my kids, and it turns out it's. I mean, I don't know if it's sort of kid appropriate. And then I was telling Fred I watched mid-90s. What year did you graduate high school, Raheel?
2003.
Yeah, you might be a little too old for it. You might not. It might not be nostalgic for you, or you might be too young for it, I mean.
Like, what were some highlights from that movie?
I wouldn't say there's any highlights. It's like it basically makes you feel like what it was like to grow up in that time, which was like which ironically was the mid-90s, which is the name of the movie. But all the dumb stuff that I was doing when I was a kid, these kids are doing the same crap, and it's really interesting to see. And like, there's no doubt if you ran with a group of dudes who were troublemakers like I did, you'll relate to it. You'll be like, oh, that's just like me and my stupid ass friends. But it's worth a watch, I would say. Like I said, I don't know if it'll hit you as hard because you're a little young for it. But for me, it was like the same era that I was growing up, and it really touched on a lot of the stuff that my life was like.
Now, were you rocking JNCOs in the 90s or not?
Yes.
You were, right? Yeah. I rocked JNCOs.
JNCOs and no, how about No Fear shirts? Did you have a No Fear shirt?
No, I didn't. I was more in the basketball like area, so I didn't get into No Fear. I was okay. More FUBU.
Okay. Did
yeah,
you
for us by you?
Did you? I had a FUBU ski jacket, which is kind of ironic.
I don't know why, but you had to rock a FUBU jacket and some Tims in Sugarland.
Okay. Yeah, I had all that stuff too. So maybe you would relate.
Yeah. Fred, did you rock JNCOs?
I have no idea what those are. I'm too old for that.
No, Fred had bell bottoms.
No, I had parachute pants. True story.
Fred grew up in the early to mid 60s.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Hundreds.
During the during the time of where everyone was free love.
No, I kind of miss. I got stuck right in the middle. I missed the whole free love 60s thing. And then the whole AIDS pandemic started after that. So I never got the good stuff, man. But
you went from young living to AIDS pandemic.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that one thing led to another.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason for that. But
all right, guys.
Hey, when you're on acid, you don't really feel like you need a condom. Yeah. It turns out you probably did.
So, and on acid, every hole's the same.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. Hey, Raheel, I know you're a big World War II guy. Have you seen Midway yet?
I have not seen Midway yet.
It's worth a watch. It's worth a watch.
I know. You know, John told me about it as well. I'm just I have a whole list I need to get through, but right now I have the time, so I will watch that for sure.
Midway better than 1917? I want to watch that.
I haven't seen it yet because it's not available for rent. It's still pay.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's like you got to pay $20 for it. I'm waiting for it to be available for rent. I'm a cheapo right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. So. We gotta figure it out. But yeah, I'm waiting for all those to hit like $4.99, and then I'm in. Yeah, I'm gonna watch all of them.
Exactly. Well, Midway is on rent right now, so you're
it
good.
It is okay. Yeah. I'm gonna watch that. Yeah, tonight I watched Knives Out last night, and it was all right. It wasn't that good.
I liked it. I thought it was kind of your old school. It was a better version of an Agatha Christie type thing, which I'm a fan of if done right, and usually they're not done right, but I like that one. I think Daniel Craig's accent threw off a lot of people.
Yeah, that was fun to watch him stay so committed to it and have no holes in it. Because sometimes you'll find a hole or two, but there was no holes.
Yeah. All right, man. Glad you're set up.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, man.
All righty. Raheel Ramzanali, you can hear him tomorrow. Just like that. All right, do we have time for baseball here?
Nope. It's a radio tease to tomorrow now.
Well, and we also have... I also have a very important, and this, I actually had this for first segment. I wanted to get this right off the bat, and then we had other stuff like Deshaun tweeting.
Well, and I had the worst trades in NFL history.
Yeah, well, we got that for tomorrow then.
We did a pretty good job of getting through a lot of the stuff I had, at least the sports stuff that I had penciled in for today.
Well, I have a ranking that is... probably the most appropriate ranking I've ever seen for this show. And we'll do that early tomorrow, too.
Okay. So much to do.
You think we'd run out of stuff to talk about, AJ?
We will.
You think?
Oh, certainly.
No.
I mean, why do you think we just had Raheel on?
Well, he was testing.
No, that's the guys that I brought him on under.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, we already knew his connection was great. So I just wanted to...
It didn't sound great at the beginning there.
Oh, well,
so
we knew his connection was... subpar, and I thought, oh, well, yeah. It'll burn a segment. Let's do that.
Mm, No, but you know what though? It does. It you guys do sound pretty good. At least in my ear, it's just sounds like you're on a road show without people screaming at you.
It sounds like I'm in the studio with you.
Yeah, kind of does.
So I'm getting you guys super clear.
Cool. Yep, the Deshaun Watson thing's now popped up all over the place. The hints at unhappiness.
I told you. Yeah. I mean, when they the day they traded DeAndre Hopkins, I said, if I'm Deshaun, I'm planning my exit strategy now.
See that?
And he's going to force their hand into trading him for a fourth round pick.
And yeah, I don't blame anybody who's done with this organization until they kill that little tyrant. Jadeveon Clowney basically turned down a $17 million a year deal with the Dolphins.
Oh, boy.
That's why they moved on to Shaq Lawson.
Well, I think he's going to have regrets. I think he's the Dallas Keuchel of this year.
Yeah.
Like, he's good, but he wants to get paid like he's the best.
Yeah.
And he's not the best.
No. All right, quick break. One last segment to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And just a quick update on something we talked about earlier. Apparently, Quentin Dunbar wanted out of the Redskins. It was on a three-year, $10.5 million deal. He wanted to renegotiate. They wouldn't, so they sent him packing. And obviously,
for a fifth-round pick. Sound
pennies,
familiar?
Pennies on the dollar. So, Jay asked his thoughts on Travis Frederick retiring. We talked about that a little bit, I think, at the beginning of the hour. He had that weird disease, and guys got us. You're going to see a lot more guys retiring early these days. All right, we got a dumbass report?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's do it.
Let's start with creationist Kent Hovind. Spoke on his daily YouTube show about a 7-year-old boy who drowned at his dinosaur adventure land, a low-budget creation museum, on Sunday. The boy slipped on the dock and fell into a pond before being proclaimed dead at a local hospital. Instead of expressing any sympathy for the family or explaining how things would change at the park moving forward, he briefly discussed what happened before talking about how the rest of the family's day was just great and mocking someone on Twitter who noted the incident occurred. We had this last Sunday, rumors going around the internet about an accidental drowning here at Dinosaur Adventureland, and it's true. There was a family with 5 kids, twin 7-year-olds, all playing in the lake together. The water was 3 feet deep. Suddenly, the dad noticed that Steven, the 7-year-old, was gone. He apparently slipped on the dock and hit his head. Nobody saw. We don't know, but he did drown in our lake, and we tried. Your wife is a medical doctor, and she's right there on the scene with him. As soon as she got him out of the water, we don't know how long he was underwater. She gave him CPR. Probably did everything right. Took him to the hospital. I mean, it's just too late. We don't know what happened. Anyway, the kids had a blast here, and the dad wants to bring all the kids back and loves the place.
Unless he was trying to get rid of one of them.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to – I don't know that I would go back to – and I don't know the rest of the family had a great time. Like, how do you ask that? On the drive home, it's like, hey, kids, everybody have fun at Dinosaur Land. I know we lost little Stevie, but besides that, pretty great time, right?
Yeah, and nobody really liked little Stevie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, it's pretty difficult to get these tests for coronavirus. Well, you know who it was easy for? Walter Ograd, who's 55 years old.
I thought you were going to go Rand Paul.
No, apparently easy for him, too. 55 years old, and he's going to a local hospital for testing and treatment. What makes that interesting is he's on death row. We are grateful that the court has ordered to allow Walter Ograd to receive testing and treatment for possible COVID-19 outside of the prison. because, of course, his lawyers maintain that he's innocent and he's still undergoing appeals and stuff. He's got a cough, difficulty breathing, and 106-degree fever. To make an innocent man remain even one extra day on death row is unjust. To leave him on death row showing symptoms of COVID-19 without medical treatment would be unconscionable. He's accused of assaulting and killing a 4-year-old girl in 1988.
Jeez.
So, apparently there's some evidence that says maybe he wasn't the guy and there was a coerced confession. But so his guilt is in doubt. But it is kind of funny that a guy on death row can get pretty quick access to a COVID-19 test. Staten Island couple, they held their wedding this weekend. No big deal. Got married in front of nearly 24 people, several of them elderly, at a local Catholic church. How do you say the last name F-U-C-H-S?
Fuchs.
Fuchs?
Yeah.
Well, the Mr. and Mrs. Fuchs gave no Fuchs and got married anyway, despite all the warnings not to. And they said it's corona and sickness and in health. The bride arrived at the ceremony complete with bridesmaids in red gowns, groomsmen in tuxedos, and a white Rolls Royce. 25 people there, and they decided to have it anyway, even though the CDC obviously urged them no more than 10 to gather. And when they asked if they could conduct this wedding, they were strictly told no. But they said they did do as much distancing as possible. In their defense, they said there was maybe 3 people per pew. Was their explanation, and doubt that anyone could have gotten sick at this thing. And finally, Fred, we get more and more of these. Central Louisiana, the Life Tabernacle Church, held a service on Sunday morning. 26 buses were used to pick up people from around the Baton Rouge area and transport them to Sunday service. 1,825 people at Sunday service. Pastor Tony Spell says the way to handle a pandemic is through the healing hand of Jesus. He says he doesn't believe that anyone who goes to church will get sick. But he does say if someone were to get sick, that Jesus will heal them immediately. So when the paramedics can't get there, when law enforcement can't get there, the Holy Ghost can get there. And it will make a difference in someone's life. At 9 baptisms took place. Parishioners donated 30 pints of blood. And he says that there's no need to worry because he will heal them through God if anyone in the congregation contracts it.
Well, there you go.
It's almost like having a doctor.
Yeah, I don't need to worry about anything then.
Yeah.
Especially your older congregants.
Yeah. Like my church, it's pretty simple. Everything's online.
Yeah.
Because they're not dummies.
Oh, man. You know what? I just leave you with this. Justin Trudeau is the Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I wish we had somebody in our government who would just say the things he says. I mean, I don't agree with his politics, but, man, he's just common sense. So he tweeted out a video about how to deal with this, and because he was on lockdown because his wife had it. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We will be back tomorrow. I don't know quite in what form, but we'll be here. Andrew, not bad. Keep it going. I'll give you an A. Hoffman always gets an A. A+ usually. That wasn't bad today. Just look homeless. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.